Hi.
How are you?
Smashing. How are you?
Very good. Now, I tell you what, I'm puzzled and I'm a little bit bemused by this, but I actually think this could be very cool. You are, Jane, a foot reader. Is that the correct term?
That's definitely it. I read feet for a living, and I've been doing it since the year 2000. Well, probably 1999, actually, but 2000's when it really took off for me. And, I read emotions and personality through the distortions in your feet.
So you're saying that basically the way some people would read palms or whatever, though I know palms is more to do with the future, you can read a person's foot. And you can determine... This isn't to do with determining the future now. This is just things about me.
Yeah, no, just things about your emotions and personality. So, like, if you were angry, you would tend to slam your feet down a lot harder than the average person.
Well, that's true.
So
I'd be more red in your feet. Okay. And if you were depressed, you'd tend to walk more forward with your head down, your shoulders more forward. And that, in turn, would cut off some of the blood circulation in your toes. So I would see purple or very dark toe pads.
All right, well, everyone should check out, actually, while we're having this chat, footreading.com. It's just footreading.com. And you have three books on this. I tell you what, this is a small encyclopedia of knowledge on foot reading. You have Let's Read Our Feet, The Foot Reading Coach, and Soul Trader.
That's what you did
there with Soul of the Feet. I think that's
I couldn't resist the pun.
Ah, no, that's pretty cool, in fairness. Now, so how does one find that one's vocation is reading people's feet? How does that start? Are you into feet? You like feet?
It's just mad. If you'd have told me when I was growing up that I was going to become a foot reader when for a living, I would have laughed you out of here.
Yeah, of course.
It's kind of it was one of those things that found me. I had a reflexology treatment.
Okay.
And it was in the days when I thought it was a beauty treatment. I didn't really know what it was. And my friend Claudine fancied it for her birthday, so I booked us both in to have a go. And they started on her first, and they were telling her all about her health through her feet. And I was thinking, well, I know that. How do you know that? Then it was my turn, and every time they touched my big toe, I had tears streaming down my face. I had no control over it, and it was repeatable on both feet. And I was thinking, what on earth is going on?
Yeah.
And also, because I had no control over it, I was completely shocked. And I had to know more. So I studied reflexology as a result of that one treatment.
Now, reflexology
is... enough.
Sorry, reflexology is when you basically, for anyone who might understand, because this is my understanding of it, your body corresponds to various parts of your foot. So as in your toe is your head and then your chest is another part of your foot. Is that what reflexology is?
Yeah, reflexology is looking at reflex points in your foot to look at the rest of your body and bring the rest of your body into health balance.
Okay.
And it's very hands-on. Whereas foot reading is understanding the emotions and personality through looking at feet. So you're looking at texture, distortions, the way the toes lean, anything that's out of balance visually, you can interpret that emotionally.
Well, so you're... go on.
So it's a different angle than reflexology is. But that was where my fascination lay. Everyone was having huge emotional reactions to the reflexology, but that was unexplained. And I have to know more. Once I'm curious, that's it. So I carried on looking for the clue to the emotions in the feet. And I met a Hungarian guy who'd interviewed 5,000 people about toe shapes and personality.
Oh my.
And he came up with a toe alphabet, which I in turn memorised and started using it on anyone and everyone who'd let me.
Okay.
And that was how I started out, just showing off. But one thing led to another, and you realise it's got a therapeutic value, because if you're reflecting someone back at themselves, it's an opportunity for either change or a confirmation that, yeah, I'm on the right track and things are going okay, and even my feet are showing me that. So, yeah, it's a very powerful tool, but it surprised me when I started doing it just how many different ways you can apply the knowledge.
So, if I'm, for example, you're based in the UK, aren't you?
Yes.
If I want a foot reading, is it done? Because I know, obviously, myself and Kira did it via photos because we weren't able to get over to you. But in general, what happens? Do I go into your clinic and get a foot reading? Are you there watching me physically, or does somebody just send you photos? How does it work?
Do you know, you can do a combination of things. I come to Ireland twice a year, every year.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm back in Ireland in January.
Right.
And
right.
I'm going to be in Northern Ireland then. And then I'm going to be in the Republic in July in County Kildare
okay.
and Cavan.
Oh, very good.
And I've forgotten where else.
Well, look, you're all right. Cavan is good enough for now. Now that people know they can get their feet red. Now, this is exciting because what happened was a few days ago, myself and Kira sent you on pictures of our feet.
Yeah.
And I want to get to this because I think this could be great fun. Basically, you read Kira and I's personality and our current moods and all that by looking at our feet.
And can I just say, we've never met Jane before. We never talked to Jane before. This is completely now... You know, as it is.
Yeah, she doesn't know anything about us. This is all based on feet.
I don't even know what you look like. All I know
is... I'm very handsome. I am extremely handsome. Very broad, very muscular. So is Kira.
Yeah, yeah.
Very broad, very muscular. And basically, you read our personalities and our kind of traits of us simply by looking at our feet. So what did you find? Because I'm really excited about Kira, so I want to leave Kira till last. What did you find about me? What's going on with me?
Well, on you, you've got an extra long second toe compared to the other toes, and that says that you have natural leadership quality, and if you're not in the leadership role, you'll become bossy.
Oh, well, yeah, well, that's kind of true. Yeah, that's very true, actually. Yeah, that's bang on. So far, you're 100%.
And then when I look at the necks of the toes, you know, just below the toe pad, the neck of the toe.
Yeah, yeah.
The more I can see the neck of the toe, the more expressive the person is. So you'd expect in your line of work that you would be able to see all the necks of the toes on the bottom of the foot. But what I found was a difference from the right foot to the left foot. So I look at the right foot as you past and the left foot as you present.
I see.
And what we're seeing is whilst they were all open on the right foot, some of them were more closed up on the left foot. So it's indicating that although you used to be very expressive, you're becoming more circumspect in terms of private life and what you're doing. You're less likely to talk about that sort of stuff nowadays than the way you would have in the past.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I've become more jaded, I guess, by everything. I'm no longer willing to share everything with everyone. Yeah, that's pretty accurate as well. I, over the years, I just kind of stopped telling people stuff, really. Yeah, that's fairly accurate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Then I thought, okay, let's have a look at the arch of your foot, because if you've got a fairly flat foot, as I can see in this picture,
yeah.
It says that you're sociable and you love spending time with other people, but you don't want too much time on your own. You'd find that draining for you. So hanging out with other people is more energising for you. But you would love more support in life. And I'm talking literally and metaphorically there.
Oh, really?
So should I kind of step up and like ring Chris at the weekend and be like, hey, Chris,
yeah,
you okay, buddy?
You should. You're a terrible
friend.
Yeah,
he's on his own.
Yeah, exactly. You're an awful friend, Kira.
Great.
Yeah, you're awful. You're terrible.
Now, the heel area, for me, represents sense of security and how you want to move forward and take the next step. And what we saw on the heel area was a lot of hard skin. Hard skin we see as protection. You can imagine that physically as well as emotionally. And when the skin changes colour, we read the colours. So yellow skin would be fed up about all the things you've got to do in order to feel more secure as you move forward and take the next step.
So basically you're saying I'm kind of feeling fed up with things.
Yeah.
I've kind of felt like that my whole life. So yeah, that's pretty accurate. I felt like that since I was about 14. So yeah, that's bang on accurate. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's going on both feet. So I don't always take what you're saying. You know, if you tell me something, I will look at your feet and double check that your feet back up what you're saying.
I see.
So your feet showing that on both feet, so I will agree with you.
Oh, very interesting. Well, let's get to Kira, because I'm excited to get to Kira. I want a true insight into Kira, because I think I know Kira pretty well, and I want to see if you can add anything to my vast knowledge of her. What do Kira's feet say about her?
I was looking at Kira's feet as not just as her feet on their own, but looking at her feet in comparison to yours to see how you worked as a team.
Oh, very good. Okay.
As of the two of you, you're the one with the leadership quality, whereas Kira's got extra drive and determination that she can do twice as much as the next person. So she'll hate delegating because no one else can do half as much as she can with the same time and resources.
Yeah.
So she's a great person to delegate to because she'll make sure it gets done and she'll see it right through to the end.
Well, that's true. Yeah, definitely. No, like, to be fair, Kira's a ridiculously hard worker, in fairness. My God.
Thank you, Chris.
It's true. No, it's true. Especially working with me, because I do nothing. So, like, you have to do most of it. Yeah, definitely. No. That's true.
I also see hardworking as the width of your feet. So the wider your feet are, the more hardworking the person. But what I was seeing in your feet, Kira, is the right foot's wider than the left foot. So you're working even harder in the past than you are now.
That's true.
You're slacking off, Kira.
No,
Kira is slacking. Definitely. She's
that is
slacking
very
off.
True, Jane.
I tell you. Don't I know it?
No, shut up. I'm not slacking off, but I definitely have worked harder in the past.
Yay. Yeah.
Now, the second and the third toe... you've probably never noticed, but they're slightly webbed.
What?
They're not webbed all the way to the top, but they're ever so slightly webbed on the second and third toe. And I've seen loads of feet, and most people don't know they've got this because they assume it should be all the way to the top, and it's not.
So Kira has webbed feet, is what you're saying.
Go on. So what does that signify?
You're good at swimming. You're like a frog. Sorry.
Those two toes, the energies of those toes, feeling and doing, have to work together. So the way I'd phrase it to you is, if you don't feel like doing something, hell and high water won't make you do it.
That's true.
Because you're motivated by how you feel. So although you're hard working, if you don't feel like doing it, you just ain't going to do it.
That is very true.
Yeah, I've been trying to get her to do me for ages and it's getting absolutely nowhere. So I can assure you that is true. She's very difficult to persuade. Look, this is fascinating. I love this. Jane Sheehan is your name. And everybody needs to check out footreading.com, all right? FOOTREADING. I mean, if you're anywhere near a computer, will you go on there, have a look? This is fascinating stuff and surprisingly accurate as well.
And on your website, Jane, will it Tell people when you'll be coming to Ireland, when you're coming to Cavan?
Yeah, I've got a section called Learn More and we've got all the seminars listed there so they can see the date. That I'm going and where I'm going to be, and also there's a free forum on there so they can see all the questions and answers people have asked about.
Ah, brilliant.
Feet. And I've hidden the top 10 secrets that your feet say about you on my website, so if you can find that, then you can read your own feet.
Hey, everyone
brilliant.
Needs to go on there. Jane Sheehan, look, thank you for coming on. Footreading.com is the name of your website. It was great talking to you.
Great, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jane.